Novak.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Pakistani police have filed terrorism charges against former Prime Minister Imran Khan, escalating political tensions in the country as the ex-premier holds mass rally seeking to return to office. The terrorism charges come over a speech Khan gave in Islamabad over the weekend, in which he vowed to sue police officers and a female judge and alleged that a close aide had been tortured after his arrest. Khan himself was still free on Monday. His party said a court in Islamabad had issued a so-called protective bail for Khan for the next 3 days, preventing police from arresting him over the charges. Meanwhile, supporters rallied outside his home as the charges escalated political tensions in the nuclear-armed nation. The United States and South Korea began their biggest combined military training in years Monday, as they heightened their defense posture against the growing North Korean nuclear threat. The drills could draw an angry response from North Korea, which has pushed its weapons testing activity to a record pace this year while repeatedly threatening conflicts with Seoul and Washington amid a prolonged stalemate in diplomacy. The Ulchi Freedom Shield exercises will continue through September 1st in South Korea and include field exercises involving aircraft, warships, tanks, and potentially tens of thousands of troops. While Washington and Seoul describe their exercises as defensive, North Korea portrays them as invasion rehearsals that justify its nuclear weapons and missiles development. Cho Jung-yung, a spokesperson for South Korea's Unification Ministry, which handles inter-Korean affairs, said the South has not immediately detected any unusual activities or signs from the North. This is VOA News. Russian authorities say a car bomb killed the adult daughter of an influential political theorist who is often referred to as Putin's brain. The Moscow branch of the Russian Investigative Committee said preliminary information indicated a bomb exploded in the SUV driven by 29-year-old Daria Dugina. She was a TV commentator and the daughter of a nationalist philosopher, Alexander Dugin. The Russian media say that the explosion took place as she was returning from a cultural festival she had attended with her father, a supporter of Russia's sending troops to Ukraine. An advisor to Ukraine's president denied Ukrainian involvement in the car bomb attack. Serbia's president has called on NATO to do their job in Kosovo, or he says Serbia will have to protect its minority in the breakaway province. The fiery televised address to his nation by President Aleksandar Vučić on Sunday followed the collapse of political talks between Serbian and Kosovo leaders this week, mediated by the European Union in Brussels. Serbia, along with its allies Russia and China, has refused to recognize Kosovo's 2008 Declaration of Independence. There are widespread fears that Russia could encourage its ally Serbia into an armed intervention in northern Kosovo that would further destabilize the Balkans and shift at least some world attention from Russia's war in Ukraine. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida has mild symptoms of COVID-19 and has canceled his planned travels while he isolates and recuperates. An official in his office said Sunday that Kishida developed a slight fever and cough late Saturday and tested positive for the coronavirus. The 65-year-old prime minister was on vacation last week and was scheduled to return to work on Monday. It's not clear where or how he was infected. Kishida will not go in person to a conference on African development later this month in Tunisia, but will participate online. He also postponed his trip to the Middle East. COVID-19 is surging in Japan, although most people, including Kishida, have been vaccinated. For years, global health officials have used billions of drops of oral vaccine in a remarkably effective campaign aimed at wiping out polio and its remaining strongholds, typically poor, politically unstable corners of the world. Now, in a surprising twist in the decades-long effort to eradicate the virus, authorities in Jerusalem, New York, and London have discovered evidence that polio is spreading there. Scientists have long known about the extremely rare phenomenon, and that is that it is the oral vaccine itself. It is why some countries have switched to other polio vaccines, but incidental infection from the oral formula are becoming more glaring as the world inches closer to eradication of the disease. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.